Sister Spade here, who touched that dial. We would like to offer our condolences today to the living Imam. May Allah hasten his reappearance. And to all our viewers around the world on this heartbreaking occasion, really, of the martyrdom of 28-year-old Lady Fatimata Masuma. Lady Fatima Masuma was one of three Fatimas, of the daughter of an imam and the sister of an imam. Her father, Imam Musa Qasim alayhi salam, and her brother, Imam Reza. Imam Reza alayhi salam said about his sister, Hazrat Masuma, "One who visits Lady Fatima Masuma, recognizing her status, will receive Jannah." This esteemed lady, who earned her right to be called Masuma, or infallible, even though she was not born as an infallible, this esteemed lady is well known to be the central and celebrated lady of Qom. It is around her that the central sphere of knowledge and school of the Ahlul Bayt was formed and built and grew. Lady Masuma was named Fatima by her father, but it was after her martyrdom that she was named and given the title by the Imam, her brother, Imam Reza of Masuma. This shows that Lady Masuma had earned her status, the highest status that one can really achieve, in the very short period of which she was on this earth, even though she was not born infallible. This is the status of Lady Masuma. Her brother Imam Reza alayhi salam said, "Whoever is fortunate enough to visit the shrine of Lady Fatima Masuma, it is as if they have visited me. The benefits, the rewards, the blessings of visiting the shrine of Lady Fatima Masuma is no different from visiting an imam, her brother." But what if you do not have the means or ability or fortune of visiting Qom and the shrine of Lady Fatima Masuma? Does it mean that you cannot establish a connection, a relationship? No. And this is why we have the ziyarats. The ziyarat is the communication and the establishment of a relationship and the pledge of allegiance to each and every one of them. In this way, Allah has created an equal opportunity religion where it does not matter where we are or our means or our ability or finances, that we, everyone, can establish the relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his prophets and infallibles. So if we need the advice of any of our imams, including Lady Fatima Masuma as an infallible, all we have to do is talk to them with the tawassul and the ziyarats as the intermediary between us. Because even though the infallibles or the prophets and the martyrs have departed from this world, it doesn't mean that they're dead. They still hear us, as Allah tells us. "Say not of those who die in the way of Allah that they are dead. Nay, they seek their sustenance with us." We should remember that whether we are physically visiting the A'ima or are reciting their ziyarat, this special act of the ziyarat is a way to establish a relationship that is dynamic, interactive, and real. I would like to leave you with a hadith from Lady Fatima Masuma herself. "One who dies with the love of the Ahlul Bayt is like one who has died as a martyr." Glad you stayed, Sister Spade.